नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 15, Text 62.
Pavadvaitam, Priyadvaitam, Dravyadvaitam, Tatatmanaha, Vartayam, Swan Bhute Bhutyeha, Trin Swapnam, Kunute Munihi, Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam, Dravyadvaitam, Tatatmanaha, Vartayam Swan Bhutyeha, Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam Pravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha Vartayam Svanabhute Bhutyeha Kreen Svapnam Trunute Muni
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Vaitam Tatatmanaha
Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha
Vartayam Svanabhutyeha
Vartayam Svanabhutyeha
Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi
Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha
Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha Vartayam Svanabhutyeha
Trinsvatnam
Junate Munihi
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam
Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha
Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha
Vartayam Svanabhutyeha
Vartayam Svanabhutyeha
Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi
Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha Vartayam Svanabhutyeha Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam Dravyadvaitam Tatatmanaha Vartayam Svanabhutyeha Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam Bhavadvaitam Kriyadvaitam Bhavadvaitam Tatatmanaha Vartayam Svanabhutyeha Trinsvatnam Junate Munihi Bhavadvaitam
Oneness in one's conception of life.
Oneness in one's conception of life.
Kriya Advaitam.
Kriya Advaitam.
Oneness in activities.
Oneness in activities.
Dravya Advaitam.
Dravya Advaitam.
Oneness in different paraphernalia.
Oneness in different paraphernalia.
Tata.
Tata.
As well as.
As well as.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
the soul.
Of the soul.
Vartayan.
Vartayan.
Considering.
Considering.
Sva. One's own.
One's own.
Anubhutya.
Anubhutya.
According to realization.
According to realization.
Iha.
Iha.
In this material world.
In this material world.
Trin.
Trin.
The three.
The three.
Svapnan.
Svapnan.
Living conditions.
Living conditions.
Wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep.
Wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep.
Tunte.
Gives up.
Mumihi.
Mumihi.
The philosopher or speculator.
The philosopher or speculator.
After considering the oneness of existence, activity, and paraphernalia, and after realizing the self to be different from all actions and reactions, the mental speculator, Muni, according to his own realization, gives up the three states of wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep. Purport. The three words bhavadvaitam, kriyadvaita, and dravyadvaita are explained in the following verses. However, one has to give up all the non-duality of philosophical life in the material world and come to the actual life of reality in the spiritual world in order to attain perfection. Om Jnanati Nirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Minidam Jena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shabadantikam Vandeham Shri Rupa Shri Jatavagamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sharashatam Sahana Gaganatam Tam Sam Sahivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Dharma Krishna Padam Sahana Laditam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Govinda Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Cell phone check. Cell phone should be obtained. Bhavadvaitam, kriyadvaitam, dravyadvaitam, tatmanaha. Vartayan, svanubhutyeha, trin svapnan dunte muni. There's a lot of oneness in this verse. Bhavadvaitam. Kriyadvaita, Dravyadvaita. Bhava means one's conception of life, Kriya means activities, and Dravya means stuff or things. So, Bhavadvaita, Kriyadvaita, Dravyadvaita. The Bhavadvaita means oneness in conception. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyeva na pashyati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam pratodam vibhushate. In the Isha Upanishad, it said that the person, self-realized person, sees everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmayabhavu vijanata tatrako mahakashokra ekatam anupashyata. Through the eyes of authority, he sees the oneness of everything in relationship to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything, and therefore everything is one within Krishna. Bhavadvaita. And Kriyadvaita, oneness in activities. At the present moment, there's duality in activities. I'm this much for Krishna, this much for me, this much for Krishna, this much for me. Or Krishna's out of the picture and it's just, I like this, I don't like that, I like this, I don't like that. In any case, there's duality. But when Krishna becomes the goal of one's life and one dedicates everything to Krishna, then there's oneness in activities. Yad karoshi, yadashnashi, yadashkaroshi, yadashiya. Yad tapasvisi kantiya, tad karusha, madarpana. Everything dedicated to Krishna. Everything one does, everything one eats, everything one offers, everything one gives in charity, all for Krishna. In this way one becomes liberated from all entanglements of good activities and bad activities. Activities that have good results and activities that have bad results. One becomes free from concern about these good and bad results. One simply becomes concerned with satisfying Krishna. This is Kriyadvaita. And Dravyadvaita. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvalokapanishya. Krishna is the owner of everything. So all my stuff belongs to Krishna. Or all the stuff in this world belongs to Krishna. The stuff that people are fighting over. The stuff under the crust of the earth, the stuff in the mountains, the stuff growing on the earth. Whatever it is that people are claiming to be theirs belongs to Krishna. It's all Krishna's property. There's duality or discord because I'm claiming this is mine, you're claiming no, this is mine. America's claiming this is mine. Russia's claiming that's mine. China's claiming this is mine. Iran is claiming this is mine. But everything belongs to Krishna. The self-realized person sees this. Anubhutyeha. Anubhuta means realization, experience or realization. Anubhuti. According to his own realization, the philosopher, Muni, or speculator, the person who's thinking about things, sees the oneness in everything. And according to what kind of philosopher he is, he sees it in relationship to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he just sees everything as one. The impersonalist philosopher sees everything as one. Bhavadvaita, his idea is that oneness is the ultimate goal. Kriyadvaita, the purpose of all activities is to merge with God. Dravyadvaita, all this variety is false, all these varied things. We simply have to see everything as one. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada translates or comments that one has to give up all the non-duality of philosophical life in the material world. Give it all up, all this nonsense, Advaita. The actual Advaita should be accepted. Advaita Machuta Manadimanatu from Krishna's Advaita. But this artificial Advaita, or impersonal misunderstanding, should be given up. Non-duality. How can there be non-duality and duality at the same time? That the philosopher has to consider. If everything is one, why this appearance of duality or multiplicity? If everything is one, why is there green, why is there yellow, why is there blue? Why are there different people, why are there different countries, different atmospheres, different conceptions? I have one idea, you have another idea. If everything's one, why don't you agree with me? Or why don't I agree with you? Well, they say, well, this is all through the Maya. Illusion. But if everything is one, where is the scope for illusion? If you have the truth and you have illusion, how many is that? Two. So, their non-duality is problematic. Kaivalya-dvaita, it's called Kaivalya-dvaita, absolute oneness, absolute oneness. Simply oneness. If everything is simply one, how do you account for the existence of variety? This is the question that they can't adequately answer. So one has to give that up and come to the real understanding that everything is one within Krishna. One has to come to the... This is nice. Give up the non-duality of philosophical life in the material world and come to the actual life of reality in the spiritual world in order to attain perfection. Reality of life in the spiritual world means variety. Prasya Shakti, Daya Shuddha, Krishna has various energies, he has various forms, qualities, pastimes, associates, activities. Everything. So there's oneness and there's individuality at the same time. This one has to see. I'll stop and see what questions there are. Maharaj.
Please tell again about
this Bhava-dvaita. Bhava-dvaita. Oneness of conception. It comes, let's see, in the next verse. We'll get into it more specifically. Karya karana vasvaikya darshanam patatam duvat avastu tvad vikalpasya bhavadvaitam tuchute. When one understands that result and cause are one and that duality is ultimately unreal, like the idea that the threads of the cloth are different from the cloth itself, one reaches the conception of one that's called Bhava-dvaita. This is accepted, and at the same time not accepted. Result and cause are one. Ultimately, everything is one. Eka Brahma Sthiranasti, there's only the absolute truth and there's nothing else. At the same time, there is cause and there is effect. Even if we think that we're seeing duality because of Maya, that's cause and effect. Maya is there as the cause and the effect is there. And there must be some cause for this Maya also. That's Krishna Sarva Karma. Otherwise, We also have this point of view that cause and effect is all rubbish. Your cause, your effect, this whole material world, it's all one big mess. All manifestations of mind. Duality, that's described. Dvaita padra vadra jnana. Emana dharma. This is good, this is bad. Ebhava mandesa brahma. We're seeing all the dualities of this material world to be very substantial, very crucial, very important. And the self-realized person sees it's just material modes going on, going on, going on, going on. Something is cause, something is effect, something is cause, something is effect. Everyone's busy trying to figure out effects and causes and this and that. But it's ultimately unreal. And the example, like the idea that the threads of a cloth are different from the cloth itself. If you look at the cloth, you can't say the threads are different from the cloth. What is the cloth but threads? I have this cloth, but you can't say this cloth is different from the threads. It's nothing but thread. So, that's oneness. If you think that the threads and the cloth are different, that's wrong. Cloth and the threads are the same, just see. At the same time, the cloth and the threads are different. The cloth is made up of threads. Each thread is a different thread. If this were not one solid color, you'd see more clearly that some of the threads are one color, some of the threads are another color, some are going this way, some are going that way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy that there's oneness and there's difference at the same time. Everything is different, so many varieties. But finally, all these varieties are material. It's all one in the illusory energy. But all these varieties are manifestations of the ultimate one personality of God. So you have variety, you have oneness at the same time. All reconciled. Is that okay?
Okay, for the overall concept, but just like the beginning you said, that is a Kriya Dvaitam immersion, the activities of this God. That are a concept of Dvaita. As the other Dvaitam offering things to God. So you said something like Bhava Dvaitam also.
Is there something?
Bhava Dvaitam, how to understand simple way?
Yeah, Bhava Dvaitam I just mentioned. That to get free from these. When one understands the result and cause are one, and that duality is ultimately unreal, like the idea that the cloth and the threads are different, one reaches the conception of oneness called Abhanda. That's the definition of the next verse.
You mentioned at the beginning that there's so much talk of Advaita. And it just so happens the speaker's name is Advaita Swami. And Jaya, of course, we know means all glories to, or victory to, Advaita. Did Prabhupada explain or elaborate when he gave him that name?
Maybe he thought I was a bit crazy. No, he didn't explain. One time, though, when Prabhupada came to visit the BBT in Los Angeles after he was first set up there, it was arranged that everybody would be in their station when Prabhupada would visit. Typesetting person would be in the typesetting department, the editors would be in the editing department. So I was sitting in my office, Prabhupada came in. Kamal Krishna Maharaj was there, and Master Ramachari Maharaj was also there. And I was sitting at a little, on the floor of a little desk, about this high. And, which of course is how Prabhupada used to do things. He used to have a little desk and sit on a little cushion. So I was also doing that. And Tamala Krishnamash pointed it out that Jagadvaita is also sitting at a little table in the way you do. Prabhupada said, Advaita. Not different. Otherwise, this word Dvaita Prabhupada, Dvaita literally means two-ness, and Advaita means oneness. So Advaita means not two. So Prabhupada sometimes translated Advaita as meaning one without the second. There's no second person like Krishna. Eka Brahma Dutiyamas. So he's one without the second. In that sense, he's Advaita. So all glories to Advaita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, we have Panchatattva, Sri Advaita Prabhu. So all glories to Advaita Prabhu. No glories to me. Yes?
Maharaj, is it important for us as creatures to understand the four different sympathies?
To understand what? Hold on a second.
I just personally wish to understand the four different philosophies, the Dvaita, Dvaita, the Shuddha.
Four different philosophies, Vishishta, Dvaita, 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 Shuddha, Dvaita.
And Maharaj, which of the four sampradayas are which? I mean, we have an understanding of ours, but the Shri, the Rudra, and the...
Okay, let's see, which are which. Dvaita philosophy is taught by Madhvacharya. He's teaching two-ness. Against. They're all responses in one sense to Shankaracharya's Kevala Dvaita. Everything is Advaita. Madhvacharya says, no, everything is Dvaita. There's duality. Krishna and the living entity are different, material world, and material energy and spiritual energy are different. There's difference. Not that everything is one. Then Ramanujacharya, Vishishta Dvaita. There's particular particularity in oneness. Same idea, that there's oneness, but it's special kind of oneness in which there's particular individuality. Ramanujacharya is given to Shuddha Dvaita. Then Shuddha Dvaita is Nirmarga. Purified oneness. The Shankaracharya's oneness is not purified. Avishuddha Bhutaya, unpurified oneness. Impure. In the Bhagavatam it said that, my dear Lord, those who are thinking in terms of absolute oneness are impure in their intelligence. Avishuddha Bhutaya. Not quite right. The Abhishuddha Bhutaya. But therefore, Nimbarka Charja is given Shuddha Dvaita, purified. And Dvaita Dvaita is Vishnu Swami, oneness and difference. Dvaita Advaita. These are the four. Now we get into the depth of how they're presenting them. That's a big topic. Even Srila Prabhupada hasn't really elucidated this in his books.
Well, it's not so important as, because while I was reading Prabhupada's books, I think it was the Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe in that one, or maybe it was in the folio, I can't remember where Maharaj, but Maharaj Prabhupada was speaking about a paragraph about it, and it seemed very interesting. And I was wondering, Maharaj, as preachers, do you think it's important for us to understand these, or you think...
As preachers, do I think it's very important for us as preachers to understand these? Well, no. Because Srila Prabhupada didn't go into it, that indicates that it's not so crucial. What was important for us, he expounded upon. On the other hand, in some contexts, it may be very important. If you're in the context where these things are discussed, where people are really knowledgeable about these things, among scholars or amongst the followers of these sampradayas, then you may need to do some further study and find out about these things. Otherwise, you need some kid from Harrow or Kensington or wherever, you know. It's not so crucial to be able to explain to him the difference between Shuddha Dvaita and Dvaita Dvaita. But in some context, it might be helpful. You're fading into oneness. You have to speak loud, otherwise it's all one.
No, I was wondering if somebody else has a question. I didn't want to take all your time.
There's more time. You're entitled to two.
So Maharaj, I think I was wondering why was I desiring to know about this, because I think I was wanting to, I'm just speaking my mind if that's okay, I was wanting to really appreciate furthermore what Prabhupada has given us and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added on to Madhvacharya's kind of science.
So then study. Maybe you were a Muni in your last life. Maybe you were a Muni in this life. But you can't ask me about it because I'm not very well versed in this. You have to ask the Upurna Maharaj or one of the other Bhana Maharaj, one of the other experts in such topics.
It's not necessary for
them
to know.
Yeah, if you want to know, it's all right. I think you have to approach a professor in the topic. One of the transcendental professors. Yes.
In the past, we're talking about Gyanis being impersonates. Gyanis are the impersonates.
Everybody's one today. All the questions sound like one because they're all much. I can't understand anything
anybody said. So I was talking about Fanny being impersonalist.
Say it again. Am I really losing my hearing, or is it just everybody? Everyone's just so respectful that they don't want to speak up. What's happened?
In the class,
yes.
We're discussing how Fanny's can be impersonalist.
Yes.
And Fanny's also be personalist.
Yes.
And could explain.
Gyanavan Mahaprabhadite. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mahaprabhadite. After many, many births of speculating, generally with some impersonal view in mind, when one finally gets knowledge, Gyanavan, when he completed knowledge, Mahaprabhadite, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva surrenders to Krishna's everything. Samahatma Sutra, there are many Mahatmas, but he's a rare Mahatma. He's understood the conclusion. There's so many Mahatmas, the Gyanis, the impersonalists, they're Mahatmas, they've given up material sense gratification. But they're still on the platform of mental speculation, thinking everything is one, everything is one.
Have they come to the personal conception?
How do they come to the personal conception? By good fortune. Generally by the grace of the devotee. The Kumaras came to the personal conception by smelling the tulsi offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to the personal conception by the mercy of his brother-in-law, actually. By his mercy, he got the mercy of Jetha in the hospital.
Is there
any discussion at all in the Vedic literature about how Krishna actually created himself?
Is there any description in the Vedic literature of how Krishna actually created himself? No. Ajopi sannavyayatma bhutanam isharopi sampajam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I have no birth. Even about the soul, it says, Najayate riyate va kadashin. It has no birth, it has no death. Nityam, shashvatam, eternal. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Krishna is always existing. We think, in terms of creation, anything that has an end must have a beginning. Everything that has a beginning, that must have an end. Anything that exists must have a beginning and an end. But no. The things that have a beginning must have an end. Things that have an end must have a beginning. But then there's another category where there's no beginning and no end. The spirit soul belongs to that category and Krishna belongs to that category. There's no creation of the soul. And there's no creation of the Supreme Soul. Always exists. Yes, Maharaj.
Two comments.
Good.
Our Mataji said that for philosophy, that is using preaching. Actually, we don't hide within preaching because we don't have that kind of plans.
Yeah.
If too, people are not that developed. Sometimes I've tried to read these things, then I feel discouraged. We have to do the these things because we don't have audience for this. And one thing, and even if Maharaj, though they know, discussing with them also no use. They are fixed with their things. Just for curiosity to know, you may know, otherwise, it could not much practical with it.
Maybe just my personal
opinion. Yes, okay.
I
wouldn't
appreciate it.
And the Prabhu said of the jnana, one comment, jnana and material and sub-jnana, material knowledge jnana. To know I am not this body of spiritual, that is jnana. Nirbhaya the Brahma jnana, that I am one with the God, that is jnana. The perfection of jnana, as Maharaj said, that the first book, that to understand that God, I am spiritual. That is also the different definitions of jnana. Perfection is to understand that is a jnana.
Perfection of jnana is to understand Krishna. That was the summary. The jnana for perfect realization is to understand Krishna. That point is nice. For the general people, what will they understand? Advaita, we're going to study Vedanta and Advaita, Vishishta Advaita. It's a great topic, and the Acharyas have written about all of these things. But where are the clients? Where's the audience? If we can get it through their thick skulls that they're not this body, then we're doing fantastically well.
The Prabhupada saying that we enjoy the fruit of the mango tree. And all these vedas, the swing, the twigs, and all the danta is truth falling down, they become vedanta.
Yeah, Vedanta. Prabhupada analyzed in Chaitanya Charitamrita as meaning Vedanta, not having teeth. So that's their toothless philosophy. Take a time. Yes.
Maharaj, I had a little question about Krishna. Maharaj, you just had a question about Krishna. And I wondered whether I could still ask it. It's a little different from the subject.
You wanted to ask about Krishna. He's very questionable.
Maharaj, we were just having a Bhagavad Gita. We do try to do a weekly or more sort of Bhagavad Gita discussion with Krishnadharma Prabhu's wife, Jivanandi Mataji. And one Mataji was asking, in the course of that discussion, one Mataji was asking about Shyam Sundar is actually the form of Krishna, and he comes as that just to make sure we don't be imaginative speculation about how he is. In the introduction it says that. So then she asks this very nice question, that how is it that sometimes we paint Krishna as the Shyam color, which is a monsoon rain cloud, and sometimes it's painted blue. So we didn't get to find the answer about that. What actually are we to understand?
Sometimes Krishna's painted blue, sometimes he's painted blackish blue. According to the artist, we're meant to get some. So this is a picture. The picture means you're seeing. But when your vision is perfect, then you'll see the actual color. Now I'm seeing a picture, and I'm evaluating that this blue is this percentage of this and this percentage of that process color. When I'm perfectly realized, then I'll see Krishna's actual color. Someplace it's described that it's not a color of this world. Shyam is not a color of this world. Just as Krishna's, his form is not a form of this world. His name is not a name of this world. We think we can kind of put it in a box. The same similar question. Is it Krishna or Krishna? Or Krishan? You know, because the Hindi speakers will drop the A, the Bengali speakers will own the A, the Sanskrit, pure Sanskrit, will do it a different way. So which is it? We want to get it, exactly right, but it's not a pronunciation question. Krishna's name is transcendental. Krishna's name is beyond material getting. You can't get Krishna's name materially. It has to be spiritually understood. And those who've come to the platform of understanding are not going to worry too much about Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They're going to see that Krishna is present in his name.
Also, just for example, the very first Radha Krishna deities installed in the Vaisvanara Prabhupada were neither blue nor blackish blue. They were white. They were the white marble, Radha Vandanishwar. And the point is that just like Radha Gopalananda is also made of white marble. So it's just like, for instance, Radha Shyam Sundar Vrindavan, he's black. He's absolutely pitch black. Right? But the point is the Archa Vigraha, the worshipable form that represents Krishna. And when Krishna's pure devotee comes amongst us and is so mercifully installing those deities through the Prana Pratishtha ceremony, the life-giving ceremony, we should understand that and have faith that the Krishna's pure devotee is giving us Krishna. Whether he's black or blue or green or whatever, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that form, just like Prabhupada gave the analogy of the post box, in this country, a bona fide post box is red. In America, it's blue. In other countries, it's different colors. So, but still, that box represents the whole postal system. So, the deity you see in front of you represents the gateway to going back home, like to God, accepting who is God, who is Archbishop.
He needs spiritual vision.
Yes. Maharaj, every 6 months, you get an email in your inbox to distribute the Bhagavad Gita. Only the Macmillan version is bona fide, and the others are changed and so on.
Really, every 6 months?
It's circulated.
That's good. They have a no-change philosophy. We keep throwing the same message. Well, fine. But then, if that's the bet that you want to make, then only the Macmillan one is bona fide. So then just live with it. But there's a planet of trees, as in the Macmillan version. that came, actually, it was great. At L.A. Ratiyatra, there was this guy, you know, we had a wonderful festival, and there was this guy who was like on stilts or something, and with this outfit, so he was about like 12 feet tall and vegetation green, you know, so like a tree man. So Strasbourg was like, get a picture of the planet of the trees. So it inspired me. I picked up some tree pictures, tree people pictures from the internet. But, you know, live with it. That's what pure devotee wanted us to understand. Yay, chaiva sattvika bhava, rajasas tamasas cha yay. We came across this verse in Washington, D.C. in the class I was giving. Yay means all those the first time. And the second time in the Macmillan edition, it means also. Yay, chaiva sattvika bhava. Yay means although. Rajasas tamasas cha yay. Yay means also. That's just stupid. Yay never means also. That's cha or ki or something else. It means although there, all those there are also. But if you don't know what it means, and it's 1967, and you've got crummy earphones, and there's no sentence to give you the context, how much difference is there between also and although? So it's just wrong. Except if you're a fanatic. Then the pure devotee approved it. It's perfect. It should never be changed. You just have to understand it, Prabhu. It means all those the first time and also the second time.
Idiot.
Now, how stupid are we supposed to be? And Kunti offers prayers from Isha Upanishad. I mean, probably one difficulty is that people don't read. First of all, if they were reading the books, would they really be sending you messages every 6 months? Only this edition, not that edition. Don't they have anything better to do? But apart from that, we have a website, www.bbtedit.com. And if they go there and really go through the trouble of reading what Prabhupada wrote and what the Macmillan Company published, and examining for themselves the differences, they might not be sending you those messages. There's no secret changes being made. If you want to see all the changes to the first 7 chapters done in all the purports, they're all online. Every single one of them. All you have to do is download it. Then you have to go through the trouble of reading it. And then you have to go through the further trouble, and this is really the hard part, of thinking about it. But most people don't get to that hard part because they don't go through the hard part of even downloading it. And it's only the first 7 chapters online because I haven't gotten to the 8th one yet. It's a doozy, and when that one comes online, they'll have even more difficult things to try to explain the perfection of. Like why one purport got switched with the purport to another verse, for example. And Prabhupada saw it, it's all perfect, and it's what he wanted, because it's, otherwise it wouldn't have been that way. Which reminds me, by the way, that someone, one of my dear godbrothers, who doesn't talk to me but talks about my service on the internet, which which seems to be a fashion these days. I mean, I would really like to know when it became a teaching that when you have a problem with someone's service, you don't talk to him, you broadcast your views on the internet. Would someone please, please with sugar on top, explain how consistent that is with our teachings and back it up with Shastra? Anyone with the most rudimentary of internet skills or social skills could find out my email address. And these are people I've known for 30 years, 40 years, 45 years. And when they have a problem with my service, they broadcast their views. Is that really what we learned? And not only broadcast them, of course, for consideration of other thoughtful devotees, but for the consideration of everyone, new devotee, old devotee, and non-devotee. Well, that's a real contribution, isn't it? So that anyone who's got Google can wind up in a mess of all these views and counter-views. Thanks a lot for your contribution to spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world. Is that really the best way to do it? And then you get ideas like, and then on top of it, they're talking about things that they're not familiar with. They want to talk about the publication department, which is the department they were never in. And so, for example, Prabhupada formed a committee of Jayadvaita Swami, Sadhguru Maharaj, and Prem Bhakti Swami to review the corrections. There was never any such committee. And if you think about it, how could there have been such a committee? His real name, by the way, was not Prem Bhakti Swami, it was Bhakti Prem Swami, which he'd written. Person had written to me, I could have told them. But anyway, Bhakti Prem Swami was in Vrindavan at the time. Satsuru Maharaj and I were in Los Angeles. Now, how the hell are you going to have a committee of someone in Vrindavan and two guys in Los Angeles in 1977? Dhananjaya Prabhu, you were there in Vrindavan. What kind of committee could you have had with anyone in Vrindavan and anyone else in Los Angeles?
Impossible. Communication.
The communications were out of the question. A committee. If only such a committee had manifested. Prabhupada never used the word committee, nor was there ever such a committee. And even if we wanted to have such a committee, where was Bhakti Prem Maharaj after that moment in Vrindavan? A year later, where was he?
He was gone. Prem Yogi.
Right. That was his former name, and that was his later name, Prem Yogi. So unfortunately, you know, these disobedient editors didn't include Prem Yogi or Bhakti Prem Swami or Swami or Prem Bhakti Swami, whatever you think his name was, didn't include him in the committee. He wasn't there. He was gone. Not to be seen. Which left Satsuru Maharaj and me. And we're the guys who actually did the work. And Satsuru Maharaj wasn't on the scene all that much either. He was traveling around in the library party and doing so many other things. That left me. So the three people mentioned, one of them left. One of them I consulted with as necessary, and the third one was me. Now, what's your problem exactly? But the person that Prabhupada appointed did it. The specific instruction was that Easy Journey to Other Planets, which had been edited by the original editor of Bhagavad Gita, the Macmillan edition, had been messed up. and that it should be put back to the way it was. Well, was it or wasn't it? Well, it was. And who did that? Well, the editor of the second edition. Well, it must be a terrible cop then. People, some folks just don't get it. And one of these days, when I get out from under other things that I'm doing, I will have the fun of posting what the follow-up was to the so-called Rascal Editors conversation. Because there was a follow-up. There were letters written to Prabhupada following up on the conversation, and there were letters received from Prabhupada's secretary to Lal Krishna Maharaj in response to those letters. And the history shown by those letters is very different from what people make things out to be. And here's a hint for the great researchers. If you're really interested in this topic, beat me to it. Go look in the database and find those letters by Tamal Krishna Maharaj on this topic from 1977. They've been in the database all along, and you could have found them if you were up on things. And then you might know what the outcome. As somebody wrote, to Prabhupada's last days, he was in anxiety about his books being changed. Go read the response from Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Just the opposite. Prabhupada said, since that day, Prabhupada hasn't said anything further about it. Hasn't given further attention to it. That makes for lousy melodrama, but well, that's history for you. Doesn't always make for good melodrama. Oh, Krishna. Thanks for the fun question, though.
Yeah. Let's wake everyone up. I'm just following on from that. You're working with the African DBT. Could you give us some
idea? I am working with the African DBT. Well, we published it. Did I bring... They're not in my bag. I don't think. No. We've been publishing books in local languages. Most recently, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers in Xhosa and Swahili have been published. Apart from that, we're working hard on English, especially the Western countries, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast. Well, not Ivory Coast, they need French, but Ghana and Nigeria really need English books. And there have been some donations offered from the Indian side for that. And we're trying to participate in making sure we get English books. We're also looking to increase the distribution of Back to Godhead, particularly in Kenya. Africa takes half the print run of the American Back to Godhead. We're looking improving the logistics of that. There's a fantastic library team. We have one couple, Gujarati couple, South African Gujarati couple, who come forward to put books in libraries, and they're great. I mean, they're just really good. They came to us and they were saying, you know, we're trying to do this, but books are temples charging us too much for the books. We looked at what they were trying to do. It was all mapped out like you could get an MBA for their plan. It was so good. Everything was clear. Everything was systematic. So we said, come on board and we'll give you the books and let's roll this out to other countries also. So they've been doing a splendid job of distributing books to libraries. They have what they call medium sets, which are Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, some other books. And these get sponsored and given to African libraries. The libraries are generally budget. They're poor, they don't have big budgets. So they're grateful to get the books. And of course we have to follow up and make sure the books are vetted and so on. That's part of the program. Otherwise, even poor libraries will move the books off. perhaps we have two conferences, annual BBT conferences, one in, is it two, is it three, yeah, two, one in Durban and more recently in Nairobi, where devotees and BBT people can, the next one scheduled for Mauritius, we'll have our annual BBT conference there. We're preaching in about 15 countries in Africa, and there's about 45 others, so if you're looking for a country. It's an old Western saying, you know, the Western movies, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. The country's not big enough for you and somebody else. Come to Africa and you can have your own.
I imagine that Krishna would be, the deity of Krishna would be black in Africa.
I can't hear you.
The deity of Krishna would be black in Africa.
Is the deity of Krishna black in Africa? Sometimes. In Nairobi he is. In Durban he's not. He's transcendental. Or from another point of view, he's the original perfect prototype of all Africans.
Class again on Friday, Saturday morning.